Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 54 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. I am the Libertarian Republican. I couldn't really come up with a better name for this podcast. I really named this podcast in about 3.5 seconds. I got this idea. I'm going to run out and do a podcast, and I need to name this podcast, and that's what I came up with. I know it's terrible, but this episode is about inflation, and I think there's a. I know that everybody knows what inflation is, but I think that every once in a while it's a good idea to just go back and sort of go over the basics again. And there's, especially now, because the media and the Democrats are, you know, they're liars. They're lying. They lie all day long. You know, before they told us, first of all, they told us, oh, there's no inflation. There's not going to be any inflation. This isn't going to be a problem. And then they said, oh, yeah, there's inflation, but it's transitory. Transitory. Remember the word transitory that they all seem to love for, you know, a week or two or a month or so? They were saying, it's like they all got in a meeting together and said, we need a word that describes, yeah, let's say it's transitory. Yeah, everybody transitory? Everybody got a transitory. Get on the phone and tell everybody transitory is the word. Yeah, I mean, they all get together. And now, the new lie is, oh, it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. Oh, yeah, that's it, everybody. You got it? We're going to get on the phone. Hey, tell everybody it's Vladimir Putin's fault. Yeah, it's Vladimir Putin. I mean, they're just, it's really disgusting. These people are such liars. So, but let's, you know, when we complain about inflation, let's just, we need to be able to really let them have it. And really understand what it is, you know. So I think, first of all, the word inflation, most of us don't use that word correctly. Really, the word inflation means the increase of the money supply. So when price increases, that's what we really complain about. Price increases are a consequence of inflation. They're a result of inflation. So, but you know, how does this? To kind of explain it to people, I think it's useful maybe to say something how the money, you know, the U.S. dollar, basically, and I've talked about this before, but when you make something like the U.S. dollar less scarce, you know, when you make it more abundant, more common, you make it less valuable. It just loses its value. It becomes less valuable. So, it's like the dollar, the US dollar, let's say there's $100 in existence. Well, those dollars sort of represent the United States economy. So you've got this whole economy, and if you have $1, you now own 1/100th of that economy, right? But now let's say somebody comes along and prints up a trillion more dollars. Well, now you own, you know, you only own a trillionth of the economy. So 1/100th of the economy might be, you know, you might be talking about a whole state somewhere, or, you know, a whole city, like the entire city of New York might be represented by that $1. You could buy and sell that entire city of New York with $1. But now somebody creates a trillion new dollars, and that $1 now represents 1/1,000,000,000,000th of the entire U.S. economy, which is might be, I don't know, might be a car, somebody's car. Now this dollar, instead of representing the entire city of New York, this dollar only represents that car over there, a Nissan Versa, something like that. You know, so that's kind of how I think of it when I think of inflation. Basically, your dollar now represents less of the economy. So your dollar, you know, your dollar may have been able to buy a loaf of bread, but now your dollar only is capable of buying a half a loaf of bread. And it's all because of the creation of new money, of the money, of the increase in the money supply. So it's not Vladimir Putin's fault. So it's ridiculous. And there is a very nefarious side of all this. I mean, it's all nefarious, but the effects of inflation are uneven. You know, there's something called the Cantillon effect, after a guy named Cantillon. I forget. I think he's French, but who came up with the idea that this idea, and he's right, but that the new money that's created benefits the people who first get it. And Friedrich Hayek explained it kind of as pouring honey out onto a table. You know, when you pour honey onto the table, it piles up in the spot where you poured it, and over time it evens out, it spreads out evenly, but at the beginning it piles up. And that's kind of how money printing works, because the most of the money printing is done by the Federal Reserve and the banking system. The banking system, the big banks, the primary dealers, there's about 20 of the big banks, and they're the primary dealers. They get the money first. And so the money, so they benefit from the money, because they are the ones able to buy things first with the new money before prices go up. So that's why you see a lot of stock market increases, housing market increases. That's why you see right now, you see the big financial institutions buying up houses all over the world, all over the country. They get to buy these houses up with the new money. And that of course drives the price of housing up, but they get to buy the houses first before the prices go up. So it's very beneficial to the big banks. That's why these big banks love it. That's why Wall Street is so powerful in Washington. You know, these people get rich off of Federal Reserve, off of government policies. This is how they get rich, you know, and I think that, so over the years, we've seen this, since the Obama administration, really, after the 2008 financial crisis, we've seen so much of this money printing, QE, quantitative easing, and then during COVID, we saw even more of it. But under COVID, a lot of the money printing was direct to consumer money printing, or a lot of these, we were all getting checks. We literally got checks from the government. And because normally the old time inflation, the money creation, like from the 2008 through the Obama administration, with the QE, you know, the money gets goes to the banks first, and the banks benefit, and then that the prices, consumer prices, eventually go up steadily, but they don't go up immediately, and they don't go up as much, because that money is sort of concentrated in the financial sector, in the stock market, in the housing market. But when you get to COVID, you see that money going straight to consumers. And so immediately consumers are going out there and bidding up the prices of consumer products. And that's why we are seeing consumer prices go up the way they're going up. And, you know, look, Trump was a part of this. So the Republicans were all part of this. So it's important to, you know, I know that we want to blame Biden for all of this inflation. But the reason, you know, we should blame Biden is because Biden is, and the Democrats, they, if they had their way, they would do this all the time. They would, and they were the hugest cheerleaders for all of this. You know, Trump was grudgingly in favor of this stuff, but he understood that it needed to be limited, and we should not close, you know, shut the economy down. We should open the economy back up. Remember, he wanted the economy back open by Easter of 2020. You know, 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, he wanted the economy back, you know, up and running almost immediately, because he understood that, well, this is a terrible idea, just closing the economy down and sprinkling money all over the place, printing up new money. He understood, and most Republicans understood, that this is a terrible idea. You can't really do this. This isn't, you can't replace the U.S. economy with checks, because the U.S. economy is production of goods and services. It's not just money. But see, Democrats are too stupid to understand that. They think that the economy is just money. Oh, the economy, I mean, people going to work, oh, that just means they're greedy and selfish and they only care about money. So, you know, these people are incredibly dumb. But people like Joe Biden, you know, they want more. They want more of this. They think this is great. They want print up and gather and sprinkle around more money. They want to send everybody checks all day long, and that's going to create even more inflation. You know, the Democrat Party is the party of inflation. They are the party of that doesn't understand that everything they're doing is going to drive up prices. Because the more money you create, the more money, the less each dollar is worth. So, and, you know, so now I could go beyond that and say, okay, what the Democrats really want to do is just tax everybody more, but tax the rich. Well, we don't want to print up money. We want to tax the rich. But if you tax the rich, like I said, you know, taxes are just stealing money from one group of people and giving it to another group of people. And really, that's what the Democrat Party is all about. They want to just steal from one group of people and give to another group of people. They don't understand that. I mean, and I think that the argument that we need to make to counter that is, well, what would those people have done with it? You know, what would Elon Musk just paid like $12 billion in taxes. Do you really think that the people in Washington are going to do a better job of spending Elon Musk's money? I think Elon Musk, I think he should keep his money, because he does a great job he builds cars, he's building a satellite constellation that will give people Wi-Fi, you know, internet service wherever you are, wirelessly by satellite, which is pretty cool. The I forget what it's called, Starlink or something like that. He's got SpaceX, which does a great job of launching satellites for communications all around the world. You know, he's got great. He's got the Boring Company drilling tunnels, and. You know, the Hyperloop. I'd much rather have, you know, a Hyperloop between DC and Baltimore or something, that they get to Baltimore in 10 minutes than give the government $12 billion so they can just, what are they gonna do with it? Bunch of idiots, you know? So this is all related to the inflation debate, you know, this debate about inflation. These people, the Democrats, don't let them lie to you. Don't buy this, so it's all Vladimir Putin's fault. Yeah, that's it, Vladimir Putin's fault. It's all a lie. It's all because of government creating money out of thin air, devaluing each dollar. And look, the reason the government does all this is because, you know, the government constantly comes up with these people in government constantly come up with new reasons to spend money, new things to spend money on. And COVID was a great example of that. Oh, it's COVID. We have to spend lots of money now. Ooh, this is a great example, a great excuse to spend lots of money. You know, don't let them do that. Don't let them use, you know, they do the same thing with war. Oh, with war. Oh, well, we have to spend lots of money on war. Lots of money. Can't question war. I mean, we have to win the war. So we have to spend as much money as it takes to win the war. You know, they're going to say it's the same thing on climate change. Oh, climate change. Oh, it's climate change. Very important. We have to spend lots of money on climate change. And so what we need to do is shrink the government. We need to just say no. You know what? No. None of this. All that stuff you want to do, no, don't do any of it. Just how about some roads? How about a national security, national defense, border security? Okay, maybe some sewer systems, maybe the post office, since it's in the Constitution. Limiting the government is how we're going to fight inflation. Send all these people home, tell them to go out into the real world and get real jobs. Because, you know, if they go out into the real world and get real jobs and where they're producing goods and services, they're not sitting in a government office building shuffling paperwork around or making more rules that make it harder for us to produce goods and services. That will increase the supply of goods and services, which decreases the price of goods and services, which decreases inflation, the price increases that inflation costs anyway. So that's a good way to fight inflation, is by increasing production. But everything the Democrats do make it harder to increase production. Their regulations, look at oil and gas, their war on fossil fuels. Now we have less oil and gas production in America. And so guess what? Prices are up, prices are high. You know, when you decrease supply, but demand is still high, prices go up. It's simple supply and demand economics. So anyway, that's it. I could go on and on. I could ramble on and on. But that's it. I'll stop there. And don't let the Democrats lie to you, gaslight you, because that's what they're doing. It's all a lie. They lie all day long about everything. They are the party of inflation. They are the party that decreases production of everything through over-regulating and over-taxing everything. And they want to make the government get the government more involved in more parts of our lives, which means more government spending, which means more resources sucked out of the producing economy, which means fewer goods and services throughout the economy, which means higher prices. So, and not to mention and higher prices go up at the same time when you are giving more of your money to the government in taxes. So you're going to have, not only will prices go up, but you're going to have less money available to buy those now higher priced goods and services. So they're just a disastrous, the Democrat Party's entire economic philosophy is a disaster. We are seeing the fruits of that disaster right now, and it's only going to get worse unless we can get rid of these Democrats. Get rid of them. Get rid of them in November. So, and in every November, get rid of Democrats should be the mission. So, all right, that's it. I hope you liked this one. And I think it was kind of short, but it's a little warmer today, so that's good. And I'll see you on the next one, episode 55. All right, bye-bye.